Yeah. Yeah, my good calls are always follow-ups.
Hello?
Hey, Sergio. Kyle over here at Cardiff. How's it going, man?
Good. Thank you. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, I just want to touch base with you. So got an update here on your file. We're working with the bank in our network here because sometimes we partner up on loans there. And so they're over there in Florida and they're affected by the hurricane. And that's kind of what the delay has been going on. So they were, you know, they didn't even make it into work yesterday because of the hurricane warning and everything over there. So that's why it's been taking a little bit longer.
Where?
In Florida. The hurricane.
So what does it have to do with us?
Because we're working with them on your file, trying to partner up.
With who?
With the lender we work closely with there. So we're working on trying to get you the final approval still. And
okay, I thought you were in-house finance.
Yeah, we are, but we.
Wait a minute, Kyle. I told you we're going to do everything, not submit it to any other lenders.
No,
I know how that works. And, I know there's nothing you guys can do. You send it to other lenders and partner with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that was not what we talked about. Even if my profile is the worst case scenario.
What do you mean worst case scenario?
Even if they can do it, what does it have to do for Florida with us, another lender?
Because that's we're trying to go through all the rest of the documents, with the other file you have open currently. With it looks like it was.
They're not in Florida.
No, yeah, but our contact with the way our process works, we had to wait for them to go over a few things there, and just because that's part of our department over there as well. So we work; they help us out with their approvals and everything. So it's still in house with us.
When I was searching on the website for the company you work with, it doesn't say anything about Florida.
No, yeah, but that's just in our department. We had to contact someone over there, figure out a few things.
Who's that someone?
I could get you more details on that shortly. I didn't know exactly that, so I was just looking at the file here and looking at how that works.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you a call to touch base and let you know what's going on, really.
So, I know, but what does it have to Florida with this loan,
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure either. That's just what I was looking at here.
Find out with them, because you can just donate my customer. I thought, what are you going to do for him? Florida, what does it have to do Florida? So it doesn't, it's, you know.
Yeah, so we're just exploring all of our options to get you the approval, and that's just, I know for a fact, that's just part of it that way there. So what we do is we're able to...
But Direct Capital is not in Florida.
No. Yeah, it's not with Direct.
Direct Capital is not in Florida. I apply with the company that is in San Diego.
Yes.
All the funding is in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. We're just trying to get...
So what does that have to do with Florida? What does that have to do with Florida, the hurricane, with me? With the application submitted through you?
So, yeah, with the application... So, what we do is we work with...
Yeah, okay. Work with who?
So, when we do the loan, so we get all of your information here with us, okay? We submit it to our underwriters and our credit department, and they go through with everything. And then when we explore the avenues, we don't use all of our own money in-house. So we are a direct...
Okay, but that's not what I heard. That's not what I heard. If you should have told me that from the beginning...
Well, I didn't know that's the way it was going to work.
No, you knew it, Kyle. See, that's what it pisses me off, man. I told you very clear. I told you, Kyle.
But
I'm pretty sure you guys have recorded all the calls. I told you, I mean, it's about how you do the business. You think I'm gonna tell my customer, the car, this and that, and all of a sudden it's not what I told them.
Well, this is what I was telling you, Sergio. It's
and just
waiting.
No. You told me that everything it was going to be in-house.
It is.
No chances.
Yes,
What does it have to do Florida?
Because we partner with lenders to. So look it. When we give you money, we don't. So we are not sending your file out. We are working with a lender who's looking at helping us fund your deal. So really, the way it works is we partner with these people. We're not sending them your information. They're helping us use the funds. So we put up our money and they put up their money, and then all that money goes to you. But you're working directly through us. So you don't have any other. Your information doesn't go to them. What we do is we sit down and we say, hey, do you want to partner with us? We have a possibility we can take, and that's the way it works. We're still lending you. When you get the money into your account, it's going to come from Bank of Cardiff, not from anybody else. So everything is staying here.
Okay.
In-house.
Okay, that's fine. But, so if I sign anything, if I sign any contract, it's going to be Bank Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Yes, Sergio. If you sign the deal,
don't get me wrong, Kyle. It's just for me, it's hard to understand why is it taking so long.
No, yeah, and that's the same
thing. There's no explanation for that.
And there really isn't. And we are completely at fault here.
But every day you learn. I learn something new again.
But same here. I'm in the same page you are, you know. I was told we would have.
It's just a cat. Everything in sales, Kyle, everything is just a catch, man. But I just want that's why I like to grow my business, not the catch, you know. I mean, obviously my product and my customer say no lies, never lies, you know what I mean? If I would have known, you know what, Sergio? It could take up to 3 or 4 days. It's hard, Sergio. You know, I'm not going to guarantee anything, but it could take up to 5 days, 3 days, 4 days. But don't come with this 24-hour next day funding. You know, I don't think it'll happen. Never it will be that way.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's what I don't like. It's not about anything about the money. You know, I don't like lies. You know, I don't like when people trying to catch me with something.
No, and I don't like it either, Sergio, because I'm being, honestly, the way it's working, man, is I'm being, you know, this is what I'm told. This is what I'm told how our process works,
yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't fall through for me, and then I have to be caught. I'm the one who looks like the liar, and it's, you know, and trust me.
Well, you better talk to them. You better talk to your boss and to your company, you know, you research and tell them, hey, this is what I tell my customer, what's going on.
Yeah, I understand, and I need.
You know, even if I get a proof, it's not about that, you know, I'm a person that, even if you give me a business, it's kind of how you do it, you know?
Yeah. And
it's too long. It's too long, man. It's too long. What else they want to know? They want to verify that I'm their owner. What else they want to know?
That's it. It's just the reason it's taken longer is because you already have an existing loan out. And that's why. Because you already have the existing loan out with Direct. And that's
why. How come you didn't tell me that in the beginning?
Because I didn't know it would take that long. I didn't know that fact either.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. But it's hard for me to believe, kind of, to be honest with you.
No, and I know it's hard for you to believe. And I don't know what type of person you are.
You know, I don't even know. I just follow and the way you talk to me. But it's hard for me to believe you. You know what I mean? Now, at this point.
Yeah.
What do I do? I mean, there's nothing I can do about that, you know?
Yeah.
Now, it's the other loan. At first, it was the bank statement. It looks so good. You know, I know they know. I know you know, Kyle, that it's a hard process. But I understand, but I just want to hear it. I just want to hear it from someone, you know, that told me, you know what, Sergio? From the beginning, before I submit everything, I submit my document, you know what? It could take up to 1 week.
Yeah, and I should have clarified that there. I do apologize.
You know how many times I hear that in sales?
Yeah, I know you probably hear it left and right, and just as much as I do, and it's... I do apologize for the time it's taken so far. I thought we would have had you on by now, and it's just...
Yeah, but I just noticed that every company is the same, Kyle. I just noticed that. That's why no wonder why everybody calls me, you know what I mean? You just want to make the money catching and forget about you. Who cares? Who cares about the person, you know what I mean?
You didn't even know me. But I didn't forget.
So I know you won. Of course you're not. Of course you're not forgetting about me, Kyle. Of course not.
I've called you every day and updated you on what's going on. I'm sorry the process is taking a little longer, but that's just the way it works.
I should have known that. That's all I wanted to hear. That's it.
And I should have told you that up front. I We should have had you some stuff by now, and with all the hiccups in the way, and like I said, it's just taking a little bit longer, and I do apologize. If you bear with me, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know why they're taking so long. You can ask them, you know, so that you can give me an answer.
No, yeah, I have asked.
You know, now, see, the hurricane is not an excuse, Kyle. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I was told, you know.
Simple as that. You know, there's not an excuse for me. You know, everything is electronically, you know what I mean? As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for some packages from in that area. You know, that makes sense because you're waiting for something, you know, and it's on delivery on the car, wherever, on the plane. But alone, you know, and that's...
Yeah, you know, and I understand, Sergio. No, I like I said, I wish we could have had you something by now, just so I didn't have to look like a liar in this whole position, but...
No, it's not, that's the way I say it, you know, but it's not, you know, maybe there's another way to say it, you know what I mean, like, catch, trick you, or whatever, you know, but it's not a lie. I know, you know, you're not being lying. You know, there's techniques that the sellers always use.
Yes, that is true. Like you said, we're just you know, a little behind over here. We have a lot. This is one of our busier seasons, and typically it does. And I'm not lying to you when I say this. It typically does. We have a quick turnaround in comparison to other people. And it didn't hold up on this end so far. But
yeah,
I'm sure.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's not your fault. Just believe me, you know. I'm, you know, there's nothing personal, you know. It's just the, you know, the process and what I heard from the beginning. I think you have a great customer service. You can sell, but you need to sell it through all the time. And then you're going to get more customers.
Yeah,
you know,
nothing
true. So everything can happen.
Yeah. I understand, Sergio, and it's,
you know, because for me, it's just a way to get the customer involved, to send all the documents, to send all the information, and then once you got locked in, then it can wait a long time, and you can come up with another story. That's how I see it.
But if you tell forward,
send your bank statement, it'll be tough. It could take up to 5 days. You don't know. Every situation is different.
Yeah, and that's it exactly.
Don't come out with it on the ad, every advertisement, 24 hours, 48 hours, not true.
Yeah, and we should have clarified that. We should have been a little bit more clear that, you know, with the existing loan, it the 24 hours does get a little swayed and has a tendency to extend.
Yeah.
And it's just taking a little bit longer for that reason.
Okay,
there.
No, that's fine. And I think it's going to be tough. Okay? I think it'll be tough, man. They think too much. When they think too much, there's something going on. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, and I understand where you're coming from.
You know, when someone is still confident about themselves, in a big company like this where you work with, if they're confident, they know what they're doing. Of course, they know what they're doing. They just want to get more information. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's the hang up. You know what I mean? Even if it's a higher thing, higher interest, higher rate, they should have had an answer by now. I don't know what else they want.
Yeah,
sent everything clear.
Yeah, no, you did. And you did your part, and we're trying to follow through on ours right now. That's basically
I just wanted to see why they couldn't, I mean, why they be afraid of.
No, yeah.
They know, and just go on, and that's it.
But it's, you know, we're trying to avoid that at all costs by trying to find you, you know, the best approval that really, you know, we don't want to just see one and stop there, you know, not try all of our avenues. We really want to make sure we're thorough in this process.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't leave any stones unturned, so to say. And that's the reality of it there. Just to try to break it down for you like that. But there's a lot involved in it, especially when it comes to that.
And I still don't understand why they're going to have to get money from Florida. Supposedly, this bank riff is so strong.
Yeah, and it's just...
with someone, you know, that's what I don't get, you know?
Yeah, when there's more money on the line, and we have a tendency to, like I said, do a partnership like that, and we're not outsourcing your information.
Yeah.
You know, your credit's only being ran once.
Yeah.
It's just the process in Florida. They're in with all the delays because of the hurricane. Hurricane Matthew, I think it was. You know, their operations have been down, and it's allowed us not to, make the best contact with them and see where they're standing on, you know, this their end there. And that's another problem. But, I mean, if you bear with me here, I'm telling you, we will get you numbers. I don't want to give you a time frame because I don't know exactly myself when we're going to.
Were here that from the beginning, Kyle, you know I wouldn't apply.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not necessarily.
You know it, Kyle. See, that's what, you know, here, I'm a man of war. I'm a man, you know, I'm old school, you know what I mean? It's not about the money. It's not about anything else, but you knew it, Kyle.
But the thing is, I honestly thought that we would have had the next day.
Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work hard to get my own money and get with the real bank. Because I understand all the 30 emails I receive every day, it's the same thing, you know? Like you say, I think I'm smart. Maybe I have mistakes. I do mistakes and everything, but I learn every day.
No, and I understand
just a rip-off, you know? I mean, you guys trying to make money? All these companies trying to make money.
But what no, that's not the case at all, Sergio. I talked to you on the phone. I understood, you know, what your business was going, and I really am trying to look out for you here, man. I know you are.
Because I don't think you're doing it because you don't even know me. You're not my family. I think you're really, you know.
But that doesn't matter if I'm your family. You're here, you know? The small businesses like yourself, Sergio, are the foundation of the United States. You know, they make up 90% of the economy. There's Apple, Google, big companies like that. They're a very small share of the industry, you know, of the working class. Middle and small, medium-sized businesses like yourself are the foundation. Just because I don't know you personally doesn't make a difference. I know what you, just by seeing the way your company's ran and getting a better idea of what you're trying to do, I understand that you are trying to wake up every day, make a living for yourself, and build something that you're your own boss and you make your own money by your own standards. And just because I'm not your blood, I've never met you face to face, it doesn't mean I'm not on your side. I want our country to succeed. And at the end of the day, that's what it kind of boils down to, is having these options available. And I apologize. We didn't follow through on our promise over here of the 24 hours. I really have no excuses for that.
And I understand, like, you're not like I said, it's nothing personal. But I just feel like you knew some of this could happen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and okay, that could
but
be
I
the
understand,
case.
But I understand that if you don't tell me that, I wouldn't apply because customers get scared.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Sergio.
And I know you still want to help me. But you know why you want to help me? Because I know you now you see my statements I'm productive, so you see there's a chance to help me.
And that's what it is, of course, but I wanted to help you from the moment you told me that
fine,
before
you know,
I saw
well,
anything.
Like
I
why, yeah, but see, but the thing is that, you know, I just don't like to, you know, I thought I was going to have an answer like right away. Now I just go somewhere else. That's it.
No, and so did I. So, and I kid you not, so did I. I thought we were going
to
have an answer
to
me,
and it's not you, it's your company. You know, it's not you, it's the company. You know, they see, what else they want to see, Florida? For me, that doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. No, of course.
From Florida,
of course.
Is the phone calls affecting or the fax machine or what's affecting the Yorks?
Because
the fax machine, the emails.
They were evacuated. Their whole operations were down and evacuated, really. So they didn't even come in to work yesterday because they were on hurricane watch, is what I'm under the impression of.
So you guys, you know, someone's going to borrow the money to your company.
Yes. So they're basically our final underwriting department.
30,000, 35,000? They don't have that in incomes? They don't want to take the risk? Am I that bad on my profile?
No, your profile
that,
isn't
that your
that
company,
bad.
You're Kyle? So that your company, you know, is going to share that little amount of money with someone else?
That's not. It's just, you know, we have multiple loans.
Or 40 or 35,000 or 28, whatever it is. I don't think it's millions, you know.
Sergio, just trust me here. I'm really doing my best to get you an approval.
I trust you, but your person. But what I don't trust is the business. What I don't trust is your company. You know, because right now, I'm submit the six month statements to someone else.
You trust me, Sergio, and I am my company, really. We're built on people just like me here who's telling you the truth, and I'm just trying to really, if you could just trust me, I kid you not, you know, we are not out to get you. We're not here to ruin you. We're here to help you, and that's why the process is taking a little longer, because we just want to make sure that we're doing right by your company at the end of the day. We don't want to over leverage you, but we don't want to, you know, undercut you at the same time. We got to try to find a balance between it all.
I understand that, but you know, as far as your company, but what does it have to do Florida?
Because Florida is basically our final underwriting department in a way. They view, you know, what we're looking at doing, not your file in particular, because we're not sending your information out, and we're going through the end of the process and trying to find the last final approvals and the terms and get everything laid down. And then when that happens, we come back to you and we schedule you an underwriting call, and you sit down with them yourself, because they're the one who come up with the numbers that we give you and, you know, the terms and everything like that. And they explain to you your file and, you know, put you on par with what they're looking at, how they view things.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, lay down what we can do or what we can't do. And that's just kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, you know what, to be honest with you, you know, I understand, but I think I have a bad feeling, man, already.
And I know you might have a bad feeling, but just trust me. When you just wait and see this
through. I trust you. You know, I trust you, but I have a bad feeling, you know. But they're thinking too much, you know. You know, they're going to me, I'm seeing it that they're going to say, oh, these guys too risky. Let's try to protect ourselves. Let's see what we can mount, you know, to send a good deal not affecting us. You know, because when they don't think too much, I mean, it's obviously, you know, bam. This is it. Would you take it or not? That's all we can do. But I don't know why they think it so much. You know, they take so much time, you know?
Then the reason for that also is at the end of the day, like I mentioned to you a couple days back, we deposit all of this money strictly into your account, and that's it. You know, we're going off the paperwork you gave us, and if something were to go through, this money would go straight to you. And you know, we're trusting that you're a reliable businessman. You're able to establish a business and, you know, go through and work every day and build it like you have. And and at the end of the day, there's nothing we can do to stop you from spending that money however you choose. And if you go through the money, you know, in a unsmart way, we can't really, you know, do anything about that, and we could be out the cash. And that's why the process is so...
That's fine. I understand. So how can I don't get this talking at the before applying the first time you call me?
Well, because it's just... What do you mean by that, though? I told you that,
you know, you know,
I told you,
you
that,
know,
I,
that would be the cherry on the cake if you would have told me, because I liked it the way you talked to me. But if you know what, Sergio, this is not collateral loan. So you need to understand, Sergio, that if you send everything, it might take a while, because there's no collateral. We're just going to deposit the money into your account. And, you know, it could take up to 3 days, because they're going to investigate, Sergio.
And but the thing is,
but it's going to be hard. You need to understand that they're going to deposit the money straight in on your bank account.
And I should have painted that.
You have to have your statements. They're going to check your background. It's going to take a while. But have trust in me, Sergio. You know, I will help you, but it's going to be hard.
And Sergio, my answer to that there is...
But you know what?
Is
you know what's the answer? Because I'm in sales too.
The answer is you're right. The customer is always right, and you are. And I kid you not, you're right there. I didn't hold up my promise of the 24 hours, and you might think I'm just feeding you excuses, but it really is how it's going down here. And you know,
I think Kyle, let me tell you something. I think you're gonna get something from me whether I get the loan or not.
As in,
you know, as everything with, you know, all the process with me, you know, so I'm almost a person, you know. That's why I like to, you know, have honesty, you know, trust, you know, in, you know, I'm an integrated guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I understand that. And I do understand that. And I'm
and
trying...
if you're going to get something from this, you know, if you have you, I mean, the customer service is great. It's great, but you know, sometimes you need to especially...
But the thing is...
That, you know, with people that, you know, that I understand, you know, that, you know...
Okay, well, here, Sergio, how about this? Let me stop, you know, beating around the bush here and stop feeding you, you know, whatever this is. Let me get off the phone with you here real quick. I'll go sit down with my super...
There's a lot of business owners, immigrants from all over the countries. They don't speak English. You know that, Chinese, Mexicans.
Yeah.
Hindus, black. You can make so much money off of them. But you just, you know, you have to... be honest from the beginning, and like I'm talking about my culture, Spanish people, they like that, man. You go to the beach, Puerto Vallarta, you go to Cancun, and the way they treat you, man, you feel like, you know, like home.
Yeah.
You feel like a king.
Yeah, and I understand that. I do. So here,
you know, but they don't like, we don't like, you know, when someone that's not honest, or you know what I mean, gone.
But it's not like I was really being unhonest, because
you know,
that's yourself.
And sales, I know how that works, Kyle.
You said it best, Sergio. Everything is case by case, like you said. And on average, we have answers and numbers back in 24 hours. And in this case, it's circumstantial. And it just, we weren't able to fall through. So here's what I'm going to do for you, okay? We're going to get off the phone right now. And I'm going to go talk to my supervisor. I'm going to sit down with her. And I'm going to see what we can do on our end here to follow through right now, to get everything going and expedite this entire process and, you know, alleviate a little stress off your back there and just try.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not like kind of stressed, you know, but I'm just you know, I'm the type of guy that I just like to prove points, you know.
I get that. Yeah, I understand, Sergio.
Believe me, it's not like I'm going to get, you know, or say yes for the first offer. You tell me, if you see that it's not convenient, it's not good for me, I'm going to deny it.
Yeah, I understand.
I just brought in my point that I thought it was going to take less time. So it's just, for me.
And I thought it was too.
You know? I understand.
So
believe me, Kyle, I understand. I understand your position. Like, you know, I want to continue. Maybe not now. If I don't get approved or whatever, you know, I want you to call me like in a year. Maybe you work for someone else, another company, or right there. I don't know how long you've been with these guys.
About a year and a half now.
Okay, that's, you know, seems like you're okay, so then maybe you can call me back in a year. Because I don't think I'm going to fall for someone else, man. I mean, I like your customer service, you know, I'm not going to deny that, you know, from the beginning.
I just like
the way you talk to me, and you have patience.
Yeah, and I, you're right. I could have been a little bit more upfront and told you that, you know, there are some circumstances.
You know, some other guys, they hang up on me. Some other guys, when I start talking like loud and tell them my truth, what I feel, they hang up on me.
No, and I get that. And, you know, I'm here to really create this relationship for you and I. So
and
you
I thank
can...
you, Kyle. Thank you, yeah. I wish you should have known me, man, in person. I mean, I'm very responsible, you know.
Well, maybe one day I'll cruise up there by a car for me. You never know, so.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, you're always welcome here, man. I'm, you know, I can take you to San Francisco. It's nice and everything, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll take you up on that offer one of these days, Sergio.
I'm the person that I appreciate what people do for me, you know what I mean? When they help me, I'm appreciative for life, you know?
And I hope you believe. I know you don't have to by any means, but I hope you believe that's what we're trying to do here. And that's me being honest.
You know what,
with you.
Kyle? And to be honest with you, I trust you. I have faith in you, but I don't have faith in the company.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean?
But you're
the mediator. Well, hopefully everything goes through, like you're saying.
So yeah, and
you know, like you're saying, you know, hopefully everything. I trust you, and I have faith in you by the way you know you have your customer service.
Yeah, I get that. So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do, Sergio.
But no worries, you know, take your time. Let me have breakfast. I'm going to keep going with my day. let me know by Monday. Maybe they're gonna have enough time. Maybe Friday and Monday. But maybe I should hear back. If not, you know, like I said, Caio, it's just a proven point. You know, I mean, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. Call me whenever you have something available for me on the table.
Definitely, I sure will.
You know, everybody's calling me. They send them the bank statement. I'm not gonna send it to anyone.
Yeah, no, I get
you know,
it.
I learned that, you know, they told me they have an approval in 24 hours. I can beat that. You know what? It's going to be the same thing. I got to send everything, the 6 months, same everything. They're going to take long time.
Yeah.
Because who wants to lose money?
Of course. No,
it's
yeah.
It's like collateral no. alone. You know, they telling me that. Oh, send it back to statements. Maybe I can beat that offer.
Yeah. Well, like
and
I said.
And when I
yeah.
talk to them, they tell them, they hang up on me.
And I won't do that to you here, man. You know, that's just...
Yeah, yeah. No, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate that, man. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how to explain to you, but you're going to get something. You're going to learn something new with my person. You know what I mean? But maybe every customer is different.
Yeah, and, you know, I've
maybe
taken away a bunch. Yeah, and I do. Because I thank you at the end of the day. You helped me a bunch here, just like right now. So, I mean...
Yeah, for your other customer.
Yeah, and I just, you know...
Maybe it's another Spanish guy like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with it, Sergio, really. You know, that's not...
Well, believe me, Kyle, believe me, that has to do with it because, you know, there's different business personalities, different cultures, the way you talk to them.
Yeah, I understand
you know?
That, but I just mean, yeah, it's just... either way, it's... We'll get you set up here one way or the other, and we'll see what we can do. Hopefully,
yeah,
I wanted to call you this morning and tell you, hey, you know, we have some answers for you. But,
yeah.
You know.
No, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate that. I mean, don't get me that. I don't mean it. It's just my personality. You know, I'm very strict, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a good way to be. So, you know, what do you say
yeah,
I get off the phone here and try to go get you some answers real quick? Sit down with my supervisor.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Just whenever you talk to supervisor, just tell them I don't get, you know.
No, yeah,
I'll
relay the message. it's just the way the world turns, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah, okay, Kyle, have a great day, then let me keep on my day, okay?
Of course, Sergio.
And I just wait for you, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much.
All righty, bye.